A door opens in the dark. A wolf howls in the night. That shudder you feel means it's time for Brooke Lewis, Slice Queen.
Slice of Sci-Fi. This is your Slice Queen, Brooke Lewis, and I am bringing you a Valentine's Day wrap-up, which, next to Halloween, by the way, is my favorite holiday in the world. I am the hopeful romantic, and by the way, if I do have any fans out there on Slice of Sci-Fi, Godiva chocolates are accepted all year through. Anyway, it wasn't just a special Valentine's Day weekend. It was a really special weekend because I attended an incredible charity event Saturday night in Beverly Hills. It was called Hearts for Haiti. And what a wonderful night, full of love. Everyone in attendance was truly, truly full of love, wanting to help and raise proceeds for Haiti relief and really give back, especially some of the doctors and nurses that were in attendance sharing their experiences from being over in Haiti and what's really going on there. And like I say all the time, it's really about giving back. And we have to be thankful and grateful every day for all the wonderful things we do have, even during hard times here in the U.S. And Hearts for Haiti was an incredible event that I wanted to share with you. And the event was thrown and hosted by Jeff Rector, who a lot of you sci-fi fans out there must know. Jeff has hosted Science Fiction News. He did a couple episodes of Star Trek. He is the director of Revamped. He's a wonderful actor, and he also hosts LA Radio's Out There. So thank you, Jeff Rector. We had an amazing time, and you are such a good person for taking the bull by the horns and hosting Hearts for Haiti. And some of the exciting people who we were hanging with, I was there doing the red carpet with my girl Kelly Maroney. Kelly Maroney, a lot of you sci-fi fans know out there from Night of the Comet. She was a star of Night of the Comet back in the day, and she was in Chopping Mall with all you horror fans, and she was on Ryan's Hope and One Life to Live, big soap star. She just recently did an episode of True Blood, so I'm shouting out to my girl, Kelly Maroney. She's in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I know you know she has beautiful blonde. Love her. We had so much fun together. We were each other's dates for Valentine's Day, Saturday night. And then I ran into Pamela Susan Shoup. For all you horror fans, too, you real deal 80s horror fans, she played Karen in Halloween, too. She was Jamie Lee Curtis's friend, and she's so beautiful and lovely, and I'm shouting out to Pamela, and I hope we get to see each other again soon. And then another cool part of the night was sitting next to the stunning actress Bai Ling, and we sat with her at our table, and she is a sweetheart. We were dancing, we were crazy. I did one too many shots of Patron, and what a wild night. I definitely will have some pictures posted for you guys soon if you want them, but shout out to Bai Ling. Love that girl. Fun girl. In fact, she had just gotten off the plane from doing a film with Vinnie Jones. So I'll have more information on Bai Ling and stuff like that coming up in the future. And then who did I see? Cutie Patootie, Tyler Neitzel. He was the young guy in 300. He played, I think, the young guy. I didn't see it. So he played a young guy in 300. So that is, you know, a little portion of the celeb list that was hanging at Jeff Rector's party Saturday night at the charity event. So I thought I would share the scoop. I'd like to bring you guys a little taste of Hollywood. And again, just to remind you that with love, give, and remember to help out Haiti. And I will be speaking to you soon. Love and slices.